If you feel like something has gone wrong in your life, or you're not able to do what you want to do, or if God hasn't been fair to you, then this story is for you. This story begins in the year 1932. In a hospital, there is a man named Patrick Brown. Doctor tells him that there are many complications with his newborn son. Actually, the child has a disease called cerebral palsy. In this, the child cannot walk, cannot speak, and there are many other complications. Patrick is very saddened to hear this because no one wants such a child. Upon hearing these, he goes to the bar and starts drinking. Time passes slowly and Patrick's son is now 7 years old. His name is Christy Brown. Christy's father always has to work hard because his family is very large. There are 15 members in his family, and along with them, the responsibility of Christy also lies on him. Christy's mom loves him very much and always takes care of every little thing about him. Christy can't walk, can't speak, even he can't use his hands. Only his left foot works. He sometimes moves forward and sometimes backward with the help of that foot. And one morning, when Christy's father had left for work, and all her siblings had gone to school, Christy would be alone at home with his mom. Christy's mom was feeding him breakfast, and then she tells Christy that she would have to go to the hospital for a few days, because she was pregnant. After that, she picks up Christy on her shoulders, and taking him upstairs to his room. His mom's condition starts deteriorating rapidly, and she begins to experience labor pains. It's at that moment, Christy hears the sound of his mom falling. This makes him completely restless. He drags himself with his left feet, and he reaching the stairs with great difficulty. He sees his mom unconscious at the bottom of the stairs, but descending from here is very difficult for Christy. Nonetheless, he somehow manages to descend the stairs. And there is an alarm button placed specifically for Christy. He repeatedly presses it with his left feet. Upon hearing the alarm bell, a lady who lives nearby, she arrives there quickly, and she sees that Christy's mom is unconscious. After this, Christy's mom is taken to the hospital, and whenever Christy's father finds out about it, he is very happy. Although Christy's father doesn't trust Christy at all, but the way he saved his mom's life, it truly deserves praise. One day, when Christy's father is teaching his siblings, there is a true or false question, to which the answer is false. When Christy's sister asks him what he thinks, his father says, "What would he know?" At that moment, Christy raises his left foot and tries to write something on the slate that is there. Christy is doing this for the first time in his entire life. Christy only has control over his left foot. At that moment, Christy's mom also arrives, and she encourages him. She says, "Come on, Christy, make your mark." And Christy, with great difficulty and struggle, he manages to make a cross mark with his foot. Actually, the answer to the true or false question was false. However, Christy's father doesn't appreciate him for this, but instead he says that Christy is a handicap and we must always accept this truth. He doesn't want any wrong ideas to be inserted into Christy's mind. Christy's mom loves him very much and she never wants to make him feel handicapped. Along with, Christy's siblings also love him dearly. They support Christy in every way possible and include him in their games. Once again, when Christy's siblings are studying, Christy dragging himself from his place and goes in between them. He holds a chalk and tries to write something on the floor. But nobody understands what he is trying to write. Christy's father thinks that Christy is attempting to make a triangle, so he demonstrates to him by drawing a triangle on the floor to show him what a triangle looks like. Christy erases the triangle with his body and he then struggles again. After a lot of effort, he manages to write the letter M on the floor. Here, his mom also comes. No one understands what Christy is doing, and one after another, he writes several letters, and he writes on the floor, "Mother." Just as a child speaks "Mom" for the first time Christy writes "Mother." Upon seeing this, tears fill his mom's eyes. Christy's dad also becomes very emotional. He lifts Christy onto his shoulders and takes him outside where all his friends are. He proudly declares to everyone that his son is a genius. Actually, when Christy was born, it was a subject of mockery among his dad's friends. But what Christy has done today, not only brings joy to his dad, but also fills him with pride for his son. However, this might be common for other children, but not for Christy because he can't use his hands, he can't speak, and he has no control over any part of his body except his left foot, which he fully controls. As time passes, Christy has turned 17 today. It's his birthday, and there are 17 candles on the cake. Blowing these out is a big struggle for Christy because he can't even move his mouth properly. Slowly with the time, Christy has also started speaking a little, although his words are not clear. Christy has also started painting along with time, and he enjoys painting a lot. And he also does printing with his left foot. In the house next door, there's a girl whom Christy likes a lot. He makes a painting for her and also writes very good poems in it. When the card reaches the girl, she becomes very happy. She thinks Christy's brother has written it, but when the girl's friend sees the signature, CB, she understands that it's written by Christy Brown, and she laughs about it. The girl goes to Christie's house with the drawing and asks him, "Did you make this?" Christie says yes. She replies, "I can't take it," and she returns Christie's greeting card and then leaves from there. Meanwhile, Christie's father loses his job, and in such a large family, it's very difficult to get by without money. Although these four siblings sleep on the same bed, they don't even have enough money to buy a lump of coal. It gets very cold here, and they need coal to start a fire. But since they don't have money, Christie comes up with a plan. When the coal truck is passing by on the road, Christie's brother suddenly brings Christie's wooden chair in front of the truck, causing it to stop. Before the truck starts moving again, Christie's two brothers open the rear door lock of the truck from behind. The truck moves forward slightly, and all the coal falls out there. Christie and his brothers are very happy, because the plan Christie had made was successful, and they bring all the coal in small trolleys to their home from there. However, Christie's mom gets angry and says, "I know you stole it, and I won't allow this coal to be brought into our home." But perhaps she is also somewhere feeling compelled to do so. To avoid cold, fire is necessary, so even though she doesn't want to, she has to use it. And when Christie sits by the fire with his father, he becomes completely restless. No one understands why Christie is behaving like this. Then his mom comes there, and he says to his mom, "Fire, fire." His mom looks and sees a box in the fire. It's the box where Christie's mom has been saving money for Christie's wheelchair since childhood. Christie's dad or his siblings don't know about it, only Christie and his mom know about it. Christie's mom took out the piping hot containers from the fire. Even though her hand got burned, Christie's mom knows the importance of this money. However, Christie's dad also gets angry. He says, "We're all struggling with hunger, struggling with the cold, then why didn't you use this money?" Christie's mom says, "These are Christie's own money, I'll use them to buy him a wheelchair." After that, she goes to the hospital and from there she brings a wheelchair for Christie. Here, along with Christie's mom, a doctor also comes who treats patients with cerebral palsy. This is the same disease that Christie has. Christie's mom shows all of Christie's paintings to the doctor, and after watching all paintings, the doctor is very impressed. And she goes to Christie and tells him, "You should come with us for therapy. It will help you a lot." However, Christie doesn't want to go, but upon her mom's insistence and the doctor's advice, he reluctantly agrees to go there. Christie doesn't feel comfortable there, so he returns home. But Dr. Cole arrives at his home and starts treating him. She helps him in every way possible. Slowly, Christie Brown starts to develop feelings for the Dr. Cole and he falls in love with her. But Christie's mom is worried because she knows that this kind of situation is not good for Christie at all. When the truth comes out and Dr. Cole moves away, Christie's heart will be broken. Christie enjoys spending time with Dr. Cole. Dr. Cole also gives him a book by Shakespeare, titled Hamlet. She reads the book to him, and along with that, due to the treatment from Dr. Cole's, Christie's speech has improved significantly, and he creates the most paintings. And his paintings are so good that he has an exhibition where everyone appreciates Christie's work a lot. And Christie is also very happy in his life because he loves Dr. Cole very much. And once when they are sitting in the restaurant, Dr. Cole tells him that she and Peter, who was sitting with them, they are getting married in 6 months. This saddens Christie deeply, and he ends up drinking a lot there. Now he is completely out of control. Then Cole's fiance is taking Christie out of there along with his wheelchair. But Christie grabs the tablecloth with his mouth, which annoys the doctor. She discourages her fiance from doing so, because she understands Christie's mental and emotional state. She feels what might be going on in Christie's heart right now. Christie then goes back home, and he writes a suicide note with his left foot, because he reaches the point of wanting to end his life. After that, he lifts a knife with his foot so that he can cut his wrist vein and put an end to his life forever. But he can't do that. And the next morning, when Christie's mom enters Christie's room, she sees that there are many beer bottles there. She is not at all pleased to see this. She tells Christie, "Slowly but surely, you are becoming like your father." In reality, Christie's father drinks a lot of alcohol, and Christie's mom doesn't want Christie to follow the same path. She tells Christie that the real battles of life are won by struggle, not by drinking alcohol. "It seems like you've accepted defeat, but I haven't given up yet." And she goes down and starts digging. Seeing this, Christie goes down and asks her mom, "Mom, what are you doing?" His mom says, "I'm making a room for you so that you can paint here." Christie says, "Mom, don't do that." Actually, Christie's mom loves him very much. She tells Christie, "If I could give you my legs, I would happily do so, but it's not possible." Seeing his mom's determination, Christie also feels a surge of determination within himself. And he says to his mom, "I'm sorry." And he also starts helping his mom in making the room. Now here, Christie's dad and his brothers also come, and when they find out that a room is being made for Christie here, they all help out. By evening, all of them together make a separate room for Christie so that he can do his painting-related work there. One day when Christie and his mom come home, Christie Christy's mom looks into the room from outside and sees that his dad is conscious inside. She tells Christy that his dad is unconscious on the floor and asks for him help in opening the door because it's not opening. Christy puts in all her effort and manages to open the door. And when Christy's mom goes inside to check, she sees that Christy's dad has died from a heart attack. The entire family is in shock at this news, and they all go to the bar where Christy's dad used to go every evening. And as they sit there in remembrance, Christy starts singing. Just then, a man sitting at the bar, he insults Christy's dad. This angers Christy and his brothers, and Christy starts to confront them. Here, the entire Brown family gets into a fight with the man and the other people with him. Christy becomes very discouraged in his life, although he continues to create very good paintings, but he is not satisfied with them. And one day when his brother enters his room and sees the painting, he says that it is a very beautiful painting. Christy says, "No, it is not as beautiful as you think, and I am not a painter." Then Christy's brother sees the note written by Christine before attempting suicide. It reads, "All is nothing, therefore nothing must end." Christy's brother asks what it is. He says, "Nothing." Christy asks her brother, "Will you help me?" He says, "What kind of help?" Christy says, "I want to write my autobiography." His brother responds, "Yes, I will definitely help you with that." And after that, Christy writes the story of his entire life. He writes a book and names it, My Left Foot. One day, Christy and his siblings are all having dinner, and when they finish eating, Christy tells his mom that he wants something sweet. All his siblings also insist on this, although Christy's mom doesn't have much money. Still, she says, "Let me see how much money I have left so we can get some ice cream." And when she goes to the kitchen and opens the box, in which Christy's mom had saved up for Christy's wheelchair since childhood, now she sees that there are a lot of money inside the box. Upon seeing this, she is amazed. It's the first time she has seen so much money together in her life. This is £800. Christy's brother says that the money belongs to Christy. Actually, it's from the book, which Christy wrote, My Left Foot, which was very popular worldwide. That's why he received so much money all at once. And along with that, now the world has also become aware of Christy. From here, Christy's entire life changes. And now he also has a typewriter on which he can type using his toe thumbs. One day, Dr. Cole comes to meet Christy and tells him that he will have to accompany them to a seminar. She knows that Christy doesn't like to go in front of people, but this is for those who are physically challenged. From here, Christy and Dr. Cole's friendship is renewed once again. And now, Christy is warmly welcomed at this seminar. Christy lacks nothing in life now. He even has his own nurse who reads Christy's book, My Left Foot. Inside this book, there are many paintings by Christy that he has made with his left foot. And Mary, Christy's nurse, who is closest to him, she is greatly influenced by his enthusiasm and zest for life. Here, Christy is highly respected, and along with that, his book, My Left Foot, is also read, which influences many people. Many people are motivated by it. And when everyone is appreciating Christy, Christy also calls his mom there. Although his mom doesn't want to come, Christy insists and calls his mom forcibly, because his mom played a very big and important role in his life. If his mom hadn't believed in him and encouraged him, Christy Brown would have never become the Christy Brown. He would have remained just another disabled person. Eventually, Christy marries his nurse, Mary, who played a significant role in his life. And thereafter, Christy felt very satisfied in his life because he found what he wanted to in her life. Although he lived only until 49 years old, he achieved fame as a writer, a painter, and as a poet. Even today, the whole world remembers him, because even after only one part of his body was functioning, he never considered himself defeated. And he demonstrated that by accomplishing tasks. Perhaps even the greatest intellectuals and the strongest athletes cannot achieve what he did. So, that was the intense struggle of Christy Brown's life, a truly inspiring story, My Left Foot.